sweetheart, I love you so bad.
For true?
What do you mean?
You won't rest me, God.
I love you, girl. I would do anything at all for you. I love you like a butter lover pig.
Oh,
the next voices you will hear will be those of Queen and PC Brooms. Just let me remind you, you can call us at 434-1790. I'll take your calls as soon as I see the lights are flashing. Please watch your conduct and we'll all have an enjoyable evening together. I will only intervene if asked. It's all yours, presenters. Take it.
Good evening, King. Good evening, Barbara.
Good evening.
Good evening, Queen. How you doing? Good evening.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Good evening, the VOD country. Lovely country, okay, Barbados. Of Queen. Course, good evening, King, husbands.
Good evening, Queen. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Good evening to PC Bros.
Yes, I'm here. Another Tuesday, another Mad Love.
Another episode of Mad Love. How do we care what's going on? Everything that is became for you? You don't have home at all.
Well, no, I left home. I just at work home this weekend. So I got some work to do, run the house and things, so I concentrate on that.
You're making up kitchen garden? You hear
kitchen garden and
all,
like,
all the bosses, though, everybody tell you, don't get back to the kitchen garden. So you don't have to bite walkers, everything. Won't cook, go.
But I was telling you, that thing about here, though, you just fell out walkers and it's just broad chest.
Very good.
Right. Can't even take a look here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got some things that can rub in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got certain things that need a little thing, and then they got certain things that the monkeys just love.
Yep.
4-foot monkeys and the 2-foot monkeys. There's a lot of things that deterring a lot of people too from getting into agriculture, you know? Even some people, boys that think agriculture, say they get fed up with the monkeys and things.
My, that monkeys ain't easy at all, man.
Yeah, you're living easy, then.
Like, I don't know what you want
to this one, in Barbados land, in D.O.B. land, you know, surviving and things called these. Supermarket prices now, hot.
What? If the hot?
Get ready to supermarket.
Running up, man.
You're ready to supermarket and you come back home. You can't have a dollar bill. And you change your bike over there in my pocket now. You're going to come up with a trolley load for the groceries.
Yeah,
now you guys supermarket dollar bill, you're a month in the bag, you can put the 2 liters in your pocket and come with people supermarket.
Correct, boy.
It rough up there. But I think you survive. We are a nation of survivors and once we put me fair for everything with everything. So we get positive episodes. War Ukraine, prices and everything.
Correct.
Alright, so another episode of My Love Here. Remember people. Call your friends, call your neighbors, tell everybody to tune in because we like to discuss friendships, relationships, love matters, family matters, and them kind of things. That topic is encompass a whole set of things, a whole set of things for a lot of their conversations. So today I want to talk to you, Santa, from Santa PC Bros.
Yes, go ahead.
They say a rose by any other name is still a rose. You ever hear that saying?
Yes, correct.
A rose by any other name. It's still a rose.
William Shakespeare. That's William Shakespeare and Hamlet.
Shakespeare and Hamlet and those fellas.
Alright.
I didn't be a call to say, what's in the name?
Uh-huh.
What's in the name? What about the name means? But some people have hold the name of a child dear to their heart.
Yeah.
You know, some people like this question a child, give a child a name because but then the name just sounds sweet.
Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue nice.
Tongue. Ken.
Yeah.
Ken? Ken, yeah. Ken is roll off the tongue. Ken.
I think Ken is a shortened form of his name.
Oh, Kenneth.
Excuse me, please. My name is Kenrick. Ken means a place Kenrick? Of knowledge. Ken is a place of knowledge, to know. To know. To know. Ken means to know. Check it out. Google it. Or rather, that is why I can tell Queen that the quotation he just used, what's in a name, comes from William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
All right.
Because her name was Montague or something like that. That's her surname.
The Montagues.
Right.
The Mongols.
Not my ghost man, you woman in the mouth.
Oh, okay, all right. Sorry.
What difference does the name make?
Uh-huh.
So, Ken say his name is a shorter form of Ken, right?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, all names carry meanings. 99.9% of a name has a meaning. Now, right. Some people, as I said, don't know what name a child, they don't know the name of the child because of all of the European system.
Yeah.
But we name each other some of them old European names back in the day.
Henry, Philip.
Exactly. Yeah. Henry and Philip and
those
kind of things, the Eastern names and things. We come out name each other Michael and those names, right?
Right.
There's a new breed now of people who lean in more towards the African names. They believe that, you know, we were taken from Africa. We were stripped of our African heritage. We were falling into this European whole thing, and we got to break that cycle. So a lot of people start naming the children African names. And some of these names, some people know the meaning of the names, and some people choose a name with a meaning. So they were christening a child of the year, they would give an African name, meaning princess, or wise one, or patience, or love, or whatever, the African form of that. So, you know, you've got even one of our athletes, Obadele, that's an African name. And then there's some people that say that don't really care. They just need to try anything.
Yeah.
Which brings us now to your son's name is Kai?
Kai.
Kai. What do you mean Kai?
It means something. It got a good meaning, though. I can't remember. But it means one of my like Hawaiian names. That one of them. Like strength or something like that. Yeah.
But that's what I say. Some people that you can't remember each child name.
Right.
But some people, from the time you call the child name, you have to say, that child, my child's name is so-and-so. And in Nigeria or in Swahili or whatever, it means little prince or
little prince,
big king or something like that. So I bring this down to the name. We're discussing this here. Who really responsible for naming the child? Both parents, right?
Both, yes.
Somebody, they throw a suggestion and agree on the name.
Right.
But some men, I know back in the olden days or whatever, used to name them boy children, and the women would name their children. So we got a situation here. A couple got one daughter ready. They now got a son. Child, young, very young child. And they get ready to christen this child. Give this child a name.
Right.
Right. Now, he wants to name the child, the father, after his grandfather. His grandfather raised him when he was a little boy.
Right.
When his mother died as a young woman, his grandfather raised him, and he liked the strength of his grandfather. He was a man who would work hard. He had good morals and ethics. He was a Christian man. You know, and he instilled a lot of values in him. So he liked what his grandfather stood for.
Right. So
he always told himself that whenever he got a son, he's going to name his son after his grandfather. The problem that the girl got with his grandfather name is one of the old-time names.
Okay.
Like his grandfather name, Hezekiah.
Whoa. Not real old. That's real old.
And his girlfriend is saying, wife always says, you expect to name this little boy Hezekiah? That would have sounded good back in 1940-something. But this is 2022. You can't name the little boy that old time names. You can't name the girl child that old time names. You can't call the little boy Dolphus now. Fitzherbert. And then kind of name. You don't name the little girl Mildred or Beatrice. And I defer them all join names the more. So he asked her, okay, all right, but you throw the suggestion, let me see how it goes. And she said, this is her thing. I like this name, Mfalme. He said, what? Spell that for me. And she spelled it M-F-A-L-M-E. Some people call it Falme, and some people pronounce the M slightly, Mfalme. Yeah, she what that mean? She said it is an African name, a Swahili name, meaning king. He said, ain't something about it. Draw. Like, I was giving some thought, but I still would let you work in my grandfather's name, Sally, along the line. Either the first name or the second name, just file me in somebody. It got a good meaning. It attached to African culture thing. So the next evening, also, he got in trouble when the boys congratulate him on, you know, the birth of his son and thing. And then I asked him, so where name the little boy? And he said, I will let the name Hezekiah, but the girl, you know, the fellas laughed off. She would name the little boy Hezekiah. That was her name. But my girl won't name me Falme. Falme, that's the African name. And if I tell you, so the man started to snicker. Yeah, man, we're laughing at. The man said, well, you know, her ex-boyfriend that she had before she had you, that was his name.
Oh,
she had this fact, no, her last boyfriend, the Fally, he used to call him Fally. The man said that his name is Falme, but the family used to call him Fally. You can see the connection between Fally and Falme.
You're right, yeah.
Like my family, just you know, you get a church name, and then beard is a tech, you call it church something completely different.
Completely different, shorten it up.
You
name Kenrick? Okay, call it. Your mother name you Kenrick, and then you end up people calling you King.
Exactly.
This is your number one. And you won't name Kenrick unless you tell me.
Your mother name Rihanna, you end up calling yourself Riri.
Riri.
And people people forget your name, Rihanna, call you Riri and all kinds of things. So we let them change it name. And so this is get a whole new name. Call me the Prime Minister name, John Michael Jeffrey Manahan. Adams. I'll be to call you Tom.
Tom.
So we got a generation of people who cannot believe it that our Prime Minister name was Tom Adams.
Tom Adams, yep.
But Tom didn't know where John his name. His name is John. Yep. John Adams. But you know, so we let it change it. So when the man here, you want to tell me that the man that she had before she had me, Fally, that she real there? The man said, yeah, that Fally, she real there. So he go back home and try to ask you, you want me to name my son after a man that you had? But that ain't making any sense to me. Her argument is this here, look. It is just a name. I am not naming the child in honor of the man I had. And the child is not his. It's just that from the time I heard his name, I fell in love with his name. I fell in love with the meaning of his name. It is an African name. It is a Swahili name, meaning king. This is our little king. Why can't we name him Falme and Falme? If I say no king, he can be king, princess, or whatever. I ain't naming my little boy after the man you have. Is he being petty, PC Bros? Is she being petty by saying we ain't naming that little boy Hezekiah? Hezekiah is an old time name. That's an old man name. And then what my little boy grew up with that name. Because you know some people that grew up with a name that's hate it and they don't even use it. Yeah, what people in Barbados who got a name the first name and they don't ever use it at all.
That is so true.
They don't like it, they use a second name all the time.
Yep.
It's only when they go to do something legally. That you find out who the real name is, or the sorry where to work, are you gonna ask for the reason who?
But
Sheila? We have got a Sheila here. We got you be Mildred. I don't know why you Mildred at work. She's gonna be Mildred. Sheila Sandra. Yeah, she prefer you, Sheila, than Mildred.
Go, Queen. You're on to something good.
Right. So that's where we at, PC Bros. I want to find out if the woman being petty by saying don't name her, she's not naming her child Hezekiah, no old time, or my name. Or if he being petty by saying I ain't naming my child after no man you had. After the man I had is a name. A name is a name. What a rose by any other name is still a rose. Go ahead, PC Bros, let me hear you.
That idea the woman got to name the child after the ex-boyfriend is the worst idea in the history of ideas.
Good shot, PC Brooms.
That is error. It should not happen.
It is a name. The man don't own the name. This is the name that something in Africa would have.
Yes, he understand all of that. I understand all of that and everything. But I mean, Kadir, It's the man child. I mean, study it, Queen. Mm. Study it. I mean, and as for the old name that the father, he wanted name the child after, come to some milk ground or something there. Right? She wanted to name him after African king. Royalty.
Right.
The father named Hezekiah, right? I would name the child Kai. Your grandfather named Hezekiah. I would name the child Kai. How you name my son? Because my son name is Royalty. In an African, but it means royalty as well. And we will come to agreement right there, so. But you see that name, and after that boyfriend name, that can't work.
You say
that is a mistake.
I don't understand what you are saying. You are saying is naming him after him.
Mm.
He ain't a body of note, and it's a name. And it's different if you name your child Nelson Mandela. You are not naming yourself child after a man. Mm. Because we are familiar with the name Nelson Mandela. So some people would name their child first name Nelson, middle name Mandela Thompson. Mm. Nelson Mandela Thompson. So the people do name is echoed. People can say, oh, you name after a great man. Mm. But when you name your child after a name, that's what her argument is. Yes, he was the man that I had, but I am not naming the child in honor of the man that I had.
Tell me when to open the telephone lines here.
Okay.
Lines open 434-1790. Bring the calls in, please. You got one. Take it.
Go ahead, quickly.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening. I agree with PC Brown. I agree because every time she looked around, she hit her and she's boyfriend. So boy, that spark something in her. How is the old boyfriend? You hear me?
Yes. Yeah, we hear you. Yes.
I wouldn't name it after the old boyfriend. Forget he.
No, you bet. You asking for trouble. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, asking for trouble. It's a name.
Even when that child grew up and she finds out, you remember
my old boyfriend? Every time we call that child name, I'm remembering him.
Well, exactly. And the father ain't feel good. I mean, they never calling that child. I would not name him after an old boyfriend.
We think he's old boyfriend child.
I agree with you. That's a big error. Big mistake.
It might be the old boyfriend child.
Where they gonna put all kinds of ideas in my head?
No way. Okay.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Keep the calls coming. Let's keep things moving. 434-1790. What to name the child?
Constantly.
So from what exactly you are saying is that it seems as though she's naming the child. So if she named it John or Michael.
No, she can't. No, they gotta sit down together and agree on a name. But he wants
But he wants Hezekiah.
So you're saying gotta sit down and come to a middle thing now, middle ground. And, they gotta come to a name that both of them agree on.
Throw all two names then and start with different names.
Another name.
Throw all two names. You don't want my name, well.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we got another caller there. Yeah, good night.
Yes.
Turn on the radio again.
Hello.
Turn off your radio, please.
Hello?
Turn off your radio, please.
Oh, turn off my radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't turn off before. Turn off the radio.
I turn off your radio. She named her child after her previous boyfriend. That means she had loved him so much that she wanted to always remember that name in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend would say, if he know that it's her boyfriend, he would say that she can't forget this man.
You can't forget and, he is.
Yeah, and she let that name real bad, so she named it to her. And then again, it depends on how long they were separated.
All right, caller number one, hold on, please.
They're separated.
Hold on, caller. I'm going into caller number two. Come in, call the number two. Hold on, call number one. Call the number two. PC Bruins will speak with both of you.
If it was just a variety, you never know if that is his child. And she want to trick me and say, oh, I love that name. It depends how long they were separated too.
Yes, right, correct. What's the next caller there?
Caller number two.
Let me say that they were separate. She had a man done 10 years ago.
Good night. Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't.
Hey, good night.
Turn off your radio, caller number two.
I believe that she did really love that ex-boyfriend, and that is why she wanted to name the child after him. For example, suppose she and this ex-boyfriend had bad blood between the two of them. She wasn't going to name the child after him.
Okay.
It was like, you know, every time she hear that, it was, nah. I see she love him, and that's why she wanted to name the child after him. And I don't agree with that. Okay?
So you know. Right. You don't feel it is more a situation that she more loved the name itself?
I feel she loved the person too. Okay? I see she may love the name, but I see she loved the person. That's why she wants to name the child. For example, they got some people that love the partner, and when the child born, they name them the same name as the partner. But then they turn around, you know, called the junior. So I feel that she loved the person, and that's why she wants to do it. And I don't agree with it.
So let me ask you a question now. You agree with the boy with the child name and child name? Has he called your daughter? So you change so?
No. I won't do that either to the child, because when the child goes to school, he will get a lot of pressure from at school. So I mean, we will agree on a different name. Okay, let the two of them come together with a different name, but not the old time one neither. You gotta think of the poor little child. You understand?
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So don't do that to each other. Exactly. You know, the other children will taunt him, and, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
All right, thanks.
Okay, we're taking another call. Good evening. Come in, please.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Are you going to wait on a lady?
Go ahead.
Are you going to wait till lady?
She's finishing gone, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, it's going to be quick.
Good evening, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Man, I hear good. I hear dealing with King Hezekiah.
Yeah.
King Hezekiah.
Listen. I mean, that guy was lucky that he understood what was going on. Because I'm going to tell you, he shouldn't worry. He should be glad. I will say away. The half ladies are so cunning. They're deciding, okay, when it's time to christen the child, they say, okay, well, you will get the godmother and he will look for a godfather. Who do you take the godfather does be, and you don't even have a clue?
Are
the godfather becomes former boyfriends, and they're coming into the house looking for the child where you are not there. They are bringing good things for the child too. So I'm saying to him, my man, take the name or leave the woman. As simple as that. Don't get into it no more. Because if whoever going on, and she is bringing that straight to him, well, he should have a clue what's going on. But if he didn't know, like being a godfather being presented to him, my man, he would dead when he find out in time that our child grow, how long is godfather at home looking for the godchild all the time when he didn't live about the place.
Yeah.
So basically, he should be glad and grateful.
But, me ask the people, say, he didn't have no problem with the name that he find out the real name of the ex-man. All when he heard his name, that it means it's a Swahili name meaning king. He was like, oh, that's a nut. It sounds nice. I like that name. It sounds good. But
I want
to know, he went to the shop and the man tell him, man, that's that woman was. That man, Fally. That Fally name. Yeah, that Fally first name. That he was like, baby, no, man. That can't happen no more. And he didn't know about that, man. He never got a problem.
That is true. We don't have a problem being the godfathers in the house either. You understand? Anyway, it's a ticklish one because if the child is his, and he don't want to leave out his child, they should come to, you know, a compromise. And then he would
understand. And all the names.
Yes. Anyway, y'all have a great night. Enjoy the show as usual.
Okay, very well.
Take care.
But that's the usual thing when people naming children, though. I mean, it's go to a whole set of names. Oh, you can't name the child that and then get another name. No, we can't name the child that, find another name. And it's go to lots and lots of names. So, I mean, got options there, man. I mean, compromise.
They've actually got books with names in it. Yes. You can Google now names. You can put in right. a name and Google it, or you can look for. If you want yeah. name the child after King, you can look for what is King in Spanish, or what is King right. in Hebrew, or what is King in this right. language, or whatever, and come up with a name.
Mm-hmm. Keep the calls calling. Keep the calls coming, please. 4341790. I'm standing by, very idle, waiting for you to call me. 4341790. Keep going, Queen and PC Brooms.
All right, I got some boy here on the WhatsApp here now. We're talking about the ex-boyfriend here. PC Brooms, if I was this man, I would exercise my right to express my displeasure. And if she can't understand my point, I would exclude myself from the relationship expeditiously. Because you know that she still have feelings for this ex.
some people is be fairly bold. You know, they do things and they can't see nothing wrong with what they're doing.
Okay.
Of course, she might be saying, okay, so you are telling me now that because he used to drive a Toyota, he can't buy a Toyota now.
No, Mommy, I said, this is a name. This is something that, you know, God.
Intimate. It's intimate.
Yeah, very intimate. I can God call it. Yeah, go ahead. Put the call on. Come
in, please.
Yes, good night.
Yes, good night.
Hello?
You're on. Good night, yes.
Hello. Yes,
we can hear you.
Yeah, I just called in to give my thoughts on it.
Yes, go ahead.
I wouldn't agree with that. No, I wouldn't agree with that.
Right. What reason? Right? Give me your reasons.
Huh? My reason.
Give me the reason.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she won't agree if I opt to get a child, if it's a girl, my ex is. You understand? You're going to understand from both points, because I don't like that, though.
Queen, you're in a corner. Queen, you are in a corner.
Huh?
Queen, you are in a corner. Nobody agree with you so far. You in a corner,
no,
Queen.
I am on the face. I am saying, right? I am saying that sometimes I am just by saying that he had a problem with it before. He let me know before.
No, you get all the information. You know, you can make an informed decision now. I said no.
It's true. Knowledge.
Correct. All right. Thank you very much, Gordon.
Yeah.
Okay, this call will take us down to the latest for 9:30. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, panel. This is Trailer Man. How are everybody doing?
Yes, hey, welcome, Trailer Man. How are you doing?
Man, I'm well. Listen, I've been here listening to this show, and I can say something here very quickly for you. When I saw the advertisement for what you were going to be talking about, you see, I thought to myself, well, listen, if a fella had passed away and you were his best friend, right? And you then, after a little while, you started to date his previous girlfriend before he passed away. And in loving memory of this fella, you chose the name for the child because that was your best buddy and that was her ex-man. Or sure man, when he passed away.
Yeah.
So I thought it was something like this. Not to hear that the man alive, the man is recruited by MC Buccaneer, and you still want to be after a man of that year. My woman, listen to me. I enjoy the show. That's what it'll be. I thought it was somebody that passed away that you're naming it on the hall. You understand me? I can appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, I can appreciate that, but joke.
If you was my best friend and I passed away and 2 years later you married my wife, I had it. I can understand you say, my living name is Little Boy Trailer, Mama. Oh, good Lord. Anybody would tell my you that's a real nice thing you do, boy. You know, that little boy will live after, that little boy will carry on Trailer my name. But not any man lives on the road. Anyhow, y'all had a wonderful evening, Trailer Man.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Presenters, let's give way to the latest. It's 9:30. Let's give way to the latest, please. Right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The time in Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean is exactly 9:30.
The latest news is brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Solar Dynamics does not see eye to eye with its competitor. When they tell you buy once, yours for a lifetime, and you will have to break the bank to get the safety tempered glass and that their 80-gallon system will pay for itself in 16 months, it was all fake news. The 25% wider copper tubes is fake news too. If you can find the 25% tubes wider than ours, we will buy them for you. Solar Dynamics. Hotter, stronger, safer, and the cleanest hot water backed by the world game changer temperature guarantee since 1980. How hot is hot? Measure it. Now, you know some of the reasons why we do not see eye to eye. Call Solar Dynamics at 425-1540.
And now with the details, I'm Ken Husbands. Good evening. As global energy prices spiral, government is planning a massive switch to renewable energy that it says will attract $2.5 billion in investment. Minister of Energy Business Development Kerry Simmons, the senior minister coordinating the productive sector, has told Parliament the plan will see the state-owned Barbados National Oil Company switching from fossil fuels to renewable energy generation. He was speaking at the House as the House of Assembly debated a resolution to lease 14 acres of land at Fairy Valley in Christchurch to the BNOC for the construction of a photovoltaic plant.
The renewable energy sector is poised to deliver to Barbados $2.5 billion, sir, in investment across a mix of energy opportunities. Solar photovoltaics is one, onshore wind farms another, but in a limited way. But we will have one or two wind farms in Barbados. In addition to that, there's going to be offshore wind because we have 400 times the amount of offshore space than we got land space. And the big money in investment is offshore wind investment.
That's the Minister of Energy and Business Development, Kerry Simmons. A chair of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Trisha Tanis, believes government should eventually relax most of the COVID-19 protocols that are currently in place. But she stresses not now. The time is not now due to the ongoing COVID-19 surge. Mrs. Tanis tells Starcom Network News, as many larger countries have done, the time will come for Barbados to direct its health measures primarily as the vulnerable in the society. I'm sorry, that should read, primarily at the vulnerable in the society.
I think that because we're in the middle of a spike, it will be very difficult for the government, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, to do anything differently from what they're doing. No. I believe, though, that, you know, once this spike, quote-unquote, has abated to some degree, that we do need to look at how we're managing it. I think science needs to step up. I think we need to hear from the doctors. I hear BAM crying out all the time for lack of information and specific, you know, analytical data that we can use to manage the crisis even a lot more strategically than we are. It would be difficult for us to think now after, you know, two or three years, heading into 3 years of this crisis, that we don't know who exactly is vulnerable and who we should be actually rallying around a bit more.
Mrs. Tanis notes that the international trend is to reduce protocol. A total of 469 people tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday from among 1,952 tests carried out by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. There were 95 people in isolation facilities, while 4,340 were in home isolation. A local medical researcher and epidemiologist has defended the sweet drink tax hike while warning of government health problems in the country, which is linked to the consumption of such beverages. Dr. Natasha Sobers was speaking to VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program on World Hypertension Day.
And that's where we're getting to why it's so linked to the sugar drinks, because these sugar sweetened beverages, these sugary drinks, are the single most important factor in terms of food or drink when you're talking about driving obesity. And World Hypertension Day is today. So I actually want to throw just a few figures out there regarding our chronic non-communicable diseases, and just specific to hypertension. 40% of the Barbadian population over 25 years old have hypertension. So World Hypertension Day, but 40%, well, that's almost half of the Asians over 25.
That's Dr. Natasha Sobers. And on the international scene, U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned white supremacy as a poison running through the American body politic. He was speaking during a visit to Buffalo, New York. 10 black people were killed at a supermarket in the city on Saturday in what is believed to be a racially motivated hate crime. And with that bit of international news, we come to the end of the latest from Starcom Network News.
The latest news came to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
And for Stetson Bab and all the others in the newsroom, I'm Ken Husbands, wishing you a very, very peaceful evening. Stay tuned to Voice of Barbados, 92.9 FM on 929.com. And let's hurry back to those whose mouths are sweet. Your microphones are open.
Yes, all right. Good evening. Welcome back to Mad Love. Another Tuesday. Queen, you want to recap for the people not joining us in news?
A quick recap, a very quick recap for all those people who are not joining us. So we have a couple. They have a newborn son. They've got a daughter already, but they have a newborn son. Mm-hmm. And in honor of his son, the man wanted to name the son after his grandfather. Mm-hmm. He believed that his grandfather was an outstanding man in the community. His grandfather helped raise him, and he was small, instilled a lot of values and that kind of thing in him. And in honor of his grandfather, he said he would let him name the boy after his grandfather. The problem the girl got with his name is an old-time name, Hezekiah. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, we are not going to give that little boy the name Hezekiah. Don't give your grandfather to you. There's a big old time name. We are burning that little boy with that name. Right. So he said, well, if you got something, you can take up something. Well, give me an idea. We put my heads together. And she said, you know, I want to embrace my African heritage. I am not what the European name, like Michael and John and those kind of things. Let me embrace my African heritage. Excuse me. And she said, I have this name in mind, Mfalme, M-F-A-L-M-E. It is a Swahili word meaning king. King, you understand? Mm-hmm. This is our little king. He's a little prince, mm-hmm. but he was growing a king. Mm-hmm. When you take up that name, and you say, Mfalme, yeah, but it sounds good, and it got a good meaning. It's African, and yeah, but like it. Anyway, let me get that some thought. So, go in the shop the next day or so, when the boys congratulate him on his newborn son, and I said, where you name the boy, though? He said, well, I want to name Hezekiah, but a lot of people tell me there's a Walter in there. But she got this African name, meaning king. And I lean in towards that. Man, what's the name? You say, man, family, I'm family. He said, and the man start laughing, the man start giggling, Falme. But that Falle name, man, that Falle real name. You mean Falle? Now, she had a man that used to call Falle. So this man, Falle, that is his real name, but everybody know Falle. As Falle, they may know him as Falme. So he went home and said, yeah, but you don't even tell me that you that's Falle name. That's how you come up with that name. What kind of name was your daughter, man, you had? I heard things. But does it make a difference? Yesterday you didn't like the name. Yesterday you didn't like the name, but from the time you hear now that that's Falle real name, you got problems with it. Because they have Falle. Me and Falle done there 10 years ago, I don't think of Falle. But the man saying, no, I don't, no, no. Let me find somebody name or you had a back. I ain't name my child after the man you had. So is she being petty for saying, being name of the child after Hezekiah? Or is she being petty by saying, being name of the child after the man you had?
Well, the people on the WhatsApp here saying she only embracing she African heritage, she embracing the X too.
I had two people on my WhatsApp that said that it should not make a difference. That a name is just a name. So you can stop getting, you can change it. You will not take a child name because a man had it. It's just a name.
Nah, what a name. Okay, nah. That's why people spend so much time picking and choosing names, because you know, it's saying that can last with each other for the rest of the life.
But you know, people, we got this thing about exes or people that had issues with. For instance, you will see, we didn't get back to lunch shortly, 434-1780. You got an ex, your ex is bad sweet bread and sell. You decide to buy sweet bread and bring home from what your ex baking sweet bread and selling sweet bread. No man does not care where that come from. Be the Zeke. From till you get in the house with the sweet bread, you girl gonna ask you, where you got that sweet bread from?
Where that come from?
No, if you say it come from purity, nickels, or from, she ain't got a problem with it, you know. But from the time you say, man, murder selling sweet bread, no sweet bread, one from she ain't want that. She don't care how good it tastes. Mm-hmm. It means the fact that your ex-girlfriend now selling sweet bread, and you buy one to support she, you know. Mm-hmm. And you just said, she don't want it no more. Even if she didn't take a bite out of it, she ain't gonna bite no more of it. She ain't want it. That's how women just think.
Uh-huh. You're correct.
But should it make a difference?
Yeah, yes, it should. But a name, sweet bread is one thing, but a name is something else.
But somebody will argue with you, know that sweet bread is the same thing that they don't want none of, that you ex do.
That shouldn't see this buddy on WhatsApp here, sir. I hope that he's going to tell him. Okay.
434-1780, call us, please. Yeah. Give us the calls.
Yeah, we can talk about taking calls now. 434-1790.
Yeah, basically, everybody on the WhatsApp here is saying, you know, this woman, you know, it's only some sort of psychological problem here, people say, but this woman needs to help.
I want to say, you want my mind now? Okay, let me put for her. Okay, you know, PC, bro. Suppose she didn't find out that Falle's real name is Enfame. And then they named the child that. And then a year down the road, he find out that.
But I see that.
You will feel deceived. You will feel that this woman is a traitor.
Yeah, the man can feel hurt. The man can feel hurt, real hurt way down there. What can tell you? I can tell you that that's straight. That man can feel real hurt.
After calling, he tried to call him little king, and then he discovered a year down the road, he can feel vexed now.
I didn't hear what the caller got said. This caller might be able to answer you. Go ahead, caller.
Good night.
Good night.
Got all the first you make him an all-time name. The third pick in the draft, NFL, was a near Hezekiah. We in Barbados always talk about our all-time name. We got all-time name. We name Beverly, but that's a beam. Bev is a beauty of lovely girls. My man is a girl of 75. Mm. So, I wrote the man and the woman and the woman is a trickster. But, all-time name. For a lot of them pretty names, a lot of them pretty names, fellas and dogs. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good.
Yeah. The woman knows she American football queen, man. See, her child picked this, yeah, as a car. I didn't even know that. Well, good, guys. I learned something tonight. But
they got water in there, and they got body in there. I hear some people coming out. I hear some people saying already, you know, that we picking up names and giving the children that they can't get the spell. So they will never get any child a so-called African name. Because some of the names be a little longer than the normal John and Mark and Mary. So let me get any children name that will take them half day in school to learn the spell. I just see children in India and some people of Indian descent and things got some fairly long names. And they couldn't be able to spell them. So they're their excuse.
Mm-hmm. But that's what they call
the children. Absidi. I mean, you ask them to spell it, they spell it A, B, C, D, E. the first five letters of the alphabet.
Alphabet, okay.
And then you got people. In Barbados and in this part of the world, we would never name when we children Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We would take that as sacrilege or blasphemous or something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear Barbados children named Jesus?
Nope.
No. But in the Latin world, in Mexico and those places, there's many children Jesus.
Jesus, yes. All right, caller, go ahead, caller.
Yes, yeah, go good evening.
Peace good evening.
Good evening. Hey, good evening.
Good evening. The reason why the lady won't name the child after the man, because I do believe that some horning still going on. I believe that man still got some kind of thing with that lady, and that's the reason why she wanted to name the child after him. But if it was me, it would have to be my name. It would have to be my name or no name.
Name exactly correct. Correct.
It has to be my name or no name. Point
no nine. Name exactly. Correct. I agree with you. I agree with that.
I was stamped by authority in the early.
Yes.
My name Callie or Junior, no man. Name. And no, Hezekiah, exactly. I have no problem with Hezekiah. Hezekiah is a nice name.
How old are you?
How old am I? 61 years old. 61 years
old. You have a problem with that name then?
but you know they got a lot of people who name the children these big lost stupid names. They're getting exam room half up before they get the next spell exam done. The field. Give the child a simple name and let the child call on life. After he gets that he wants to be at and he wants to change his name. No, I have no problem if he changes his name. But as long as my child, I'm in charge, and it has to be my name. And I got my grandfather's nickname, and I love it. But I will call him on the ear because a lot of people know me.
Okay.
Lots of people know me, so I won't go there. Even Ken Hunter, a good buddy of mine, and I will call my name because he knows who I am.
Oh, dear. You know, Ken will tease you. Don't call it.
Wait. This is Llewellyn. Llewellyn.
Ken Hudson is BP from St. George, man.
I know you boys, you.
Good. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
All right. Next corner, coming, please.
Right. Good night.
Coming, please.
Good night. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
Man, turn off the radio and talk to us.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, sir. Turn
good
off
night. The radio.
Good night to you. Yes. I was just calling to let the host know that the word Jesus, if a Basil named the child Jesus, it's called Jesus rather than Jesus. That's all I was calling to indicate.
Okay.
You're correct. In the Latin world, they pronounce it Jesus because of the spelling. And the J is pronounced as a hair, per se. Right,
right,
so
exactly.
The spelling is the same. It's J-E-S-U-S.
Right, right, right. So I was just here, and my son's school closed, and I heard the conversation, and I heard that you mentioned that name the child Jesus, right? But
I
don't know how y'all could fail to compliment the gentleman for ironing school clothes. Y'all, you might know, you can't, you go compliment him for doing that.
Because a lot of, good job, sir.
Please, that he's ironing his school clothes, because I know Queen can't iron. Queen don't even know.
you know, that's the ironing is a therapy for
a lot of people. Listen, Queen got a housekeeper. Queen got a housekeeper. Keep house for her. She got a housekeeper.
But let me look at another thing here, so, for instance.
Uh-huh.
Now, before, it maybe comes far, far, far back in the day, before Lucifer became who he was, the name Lucifer stood for the morning star.
Okay.
Lucifer was a beautiful name then. Would you name your child Lucifer?
Of course not.
But there are people in the world who's named their child Lucifer.
Yeah.
But,
Well. but that's the thing. Got something in the name. You got people that you just want name to tell you Lucifer for that reason. You know, because associated with the devil.
Right.
And I mean, this name is a beautiful name, as you said, but associated with the ex-boyfriend. It can't have. It can't work. Right, call
it also associated with a million people in Africa.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good night.
Good night.
Yes. What I want to know, or I am asking, if the child is the man child or the other man child? If it ain't
the man child, not the other man child.
Huh? Did he have a DNA test? If a woman tells the person, I want the child to be named this or the child to be named that.
Mm-hmm.
I stick it out, and then you find out, and I didn't tell my partner. There's more any mortar beside the pestle. You're gonna get yourself check out. You're gonna get everything check out in a bump board.
Exactly. Whatever can happen.
Let me tell you something. See.
No, exactly. This name will cause bear confusion in our family.
I know. A man adopt a child that was his child, and the wife they know. He adopted a child that was his child by flesh and blood. The people in the church didn't know, but she didn't know. So when he come out with, "Oh, I'm adopting a child," she said, "Yes, darling. We are going to adopt because what had been wrong with her, but the church members knew." That the child was his child, and it only came out then when the child got big, and then the child progressed to be a bigger in society. That they know then that the child was the father, flesh and blood child, and not adopted. and that thing had the wife like she was going stupid out of her mind. Thank you.
Well, Queen, Queen, that's like a nice story for another my love, boy.
You ain't telling the lies at all.
You got to tell that story and get that story.
Somebody give me a similar thing to something like that there so they would discuss me. You had another day in time.
Right, yeah, that's only one we got to bring, man. That is a serious one, boy.
But speaking of names, but you know, in some countries around the world, there are names that are actually banned that you can't name your child.
Yeah,
there got some countries that you can't name your child.
Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, please. I also hear the Queen saying that there's a lot of people in Africa with the synonym Hezekiah, but there's a lot of
enemies in Africa as well.
There's a lot of
enemies.
Right, there's a lot of other names in Africa that she could choose from, you see? There's too many names out there, man. That's putting the man under too much pressure. Don't care how long it takes for the man to find out. That will break a trust barrier, you see?
Correct.
Regardless if it's the man's child or if it's your child, you will not feel safe being in that relationship or whatever. So you will see a lot of... It will make the whole house a little dysfunction, if you ask me.
Right, correct. You don't need that pressure, that unnecessary pressure in the relationship. That's unnecessary pressure.
Yeah, and as soon as you see Fatty on the same gap that you live on, it's going to cause problems.
Exactly. You know.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Enjoy all right,
well, thank
evening.
You.
All right.
Yes. You said that's another unnecessary complication there that she's looking to add to that relationship. It's unnecessary. Too many names out there. Millions of names out there that you could choose from.
So leave up that name and move on.
You know, I can't sit down and just throw other names and you will come up with something nice. That probably means the same king too that she like. You understand?
So would you be willing to take a compromise? Where the child first name, because this is what somebody on my WhatsApp is asking me, when you take a compromise, where the child first name is Hezekiah, and the middle name then is Mfalme.
No, not even that neither.
So you don't want to hear the middle name neither?
Nah, I want no way there.
You get it where you want. The first name, Hezekiah, that's what everybody can call it. The middle name, nobody already called by a middle name for a joke. So the middle name is in the middle. It's hidden. You get what you want. You get the name
you get. Early in the program, you answer your question. Some people don't like the first names, and they actually use the second name.
It's true.
And this could be a situation of that idea.
Ready, buddy, say you don't like Hezekiah.
You don't like Hezekiah? In family, that's my name. Call me that.
Right.
And the mother can do the same thing to you. Know that.
I actually know of a situation where these two parents had issues in naming their son.
Uh-huh.
So one went with one first name and the other one went with the second name. So let me say, one buddy wanted to tell John, one buddy wanted to tell Mark.
Uh-huh. All right, hold on.
Good night again. Queen,
you're
missing the point, though. I can tell you what. You know what I mean? Insensitivity. Listen carefully, right? Let's say now that he didn't know all the time, and the name get put on for the child. And when he found out, and you know all the time, the woman called the child, come here, darling, John. The man named the John before then. Brother, call that name you call him, right? Let's say the man named John, the ex-man. And she called that child when even the child get as certain as 11, 12, kind of, oh, look at my little sugar dumpling. Come here, sweetie pie. That man, which your real father there, gonna be doing something to him all the time. And if you understand and have a kind of, we are called partial feelings instead of you would understand what it would do to that man. Because from then on, you breaking that man. That might be a broken man. Then you still want to function, as some person said, a dysfunctional family. So I do not see why when he found, listen, even when he found out after that she was trying to name that child, that that relationship, as far as I believe, would never function the same way. From time that man believe in mine, you were actually trying to name this child after you, after your ex-man. You know, because only alone he's thinking of it, the thought of it. You think gonna happen? He ain't gonna feel good no more, and the relationship gonna go downhill. I believe he ain't gonna be comfortable because he gonna be wondering. Yeah. As the lady said, I wonder if this child is mine for true. And then, as you say, it can cause problems again. So I believe in my insensitivity. And oh man, that woman is silence. She's something else. I don't. But listen, she didn't look for the man to find out that way. You shouldn't do that type of thing. But then again, as I say again, remember, Godfathers, the Zvidi lovers, you don't even know. So you know, it's like life. Anyway, that's basically what the queen think about you saying all the time. All right, then later.
Okay. Good night. Thank you. All right, Queen, your friend Margaret Linton, up in the Bronx there. She tell Queen no. Chrissy, yes, change the name for Pete's sake and move on. Too many names up there to allow this to become a problem. Another person saying the same thing. Good night. They can look for another name, an African name if they want. That means king.
Look for another name.
Yeah, we got so many languages in Africa.
I was telling you, I know of a couple who had a child, one body, for instance, one body wanted to name the child John, and everybody wanted to name the child Mark. So they agreed. First name John, second name Mark. The person who wanted to name the child John, just called the child John. The person who wanted to name the child Mark, just called the child Mark.
Right.
Yes, so that's what it is. That's what it is, living in the house.
Exactly, that's what it is, yeah.
So when I go to the house, I use any name I feel like using. Hey, you said if it's a John, the person will answer. If it's a Mark, the person is answer.
Answer.
Call the mother, let's call the one name, and the father, let's call the one name. Because the father did never look the first name, and the mother never looked the first second name, but they agreed to use both names.
Nah, man, as it told, that name can't use in that house at all, man. It shouldn't use in that house. That name.
My thing is that they asking you is that the man had no problem with your name before.
Right, oh yeah, somebody didn't get all the files. He got all the information before. He didn't work with all the information. No, he got all the information. It's a whole different thing,
So let me say in her past she had 5 men. She can't name the child after 95 men.
None. Not all she know the 90 men, none. That's our thing. That's off limits, Queen Man, or
not 90 names at all. No Michael, no George, no Philip, no Kane, nothing.
No, once the man know that that's his ex-boyfriend, no.
Oh, let me ask you a question, Ken, how you feeling about this one here? Come here, Ken.
I agree with most of the callers, and I agree with PC Brooms. PC Brooms is very foresighting. He's seeing that this is a case to get it before the court, because a big fight can break down later on. A big fight. You cannot call the child. Man. You cannot call the child by your ex-boyfriend name.
Boyfriend
name. We don't own the name, Ken.
No, we know that, but we talk is gonna provoke. That's the operative word here. It's gonna provoke the jealousy of the boyfriend. So you avoid that entirely, because if listen, there's a book called A Twist in the Tale. If the shoes were on the other foot, she would not want him to call her daughter by his ex-girlfriend name at all, at all.
Cannot work
at all.
Actually, Sean didn't hear me. So just tell me, so I leave up that name altogether. She would not want him to name his daughter after his ex.
Exactly. So that is my opinion. Look for another name. That is bare trouble. And to my mind, this is one of those small matters that will cause big problems in relationships.
Big problems.
Small matter. Look for another name. You got enough name. Call him PC Brooms. You
know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Correct.
So I can now, in terms of the old time name, the so-called old time name, Hezekiah. You working with that name now?
It ain't got to be Hezekiah neither. It ain't got to be the boyfriend's name, nor Hezekiah.
Hezekiah was significant meaning to this father.
Well, then he can get three names. You can get four. Hezekiah can be one of the names inside, which will be his father's name. Okay?
Yeah.
A name inside. You know, I have my uncle's name inside. Rhinestone.
Who?
Rhinestone.
Rhinestone?
K-N-R husbands.
Whoa. Rhinestone?
Yes.
That name of Saul Rhinestone.
That's right, but his name is still Rhinestone, though. the fellow that owned the highway, that name of the highway, Sir K-N-R husbands, that's the man.
Okay.
The ex-speaker of the House Assembly. Okay. I have his name, but it's inside. So you don't want to put it somewhere in the inside. It ain't going to be a friend.
Inside, exactly.
Man, we got a lot of calls.
You're working hard. You call it inside.
Inside.
But yeah, more modern name.
Out on the outside. We inside, call it.
Correct.
Yeah, we call it Keith on the outside. Let's take a call. Come in, please. Come in, please.
Yeah, I ain't about here. I want to ask you a question. One question. Let's say, right, that he didn't know. And let's say a name was given, because the way you're trying to explain it is like this. Let me give an example or a thing. Let's say now that Queen is a name that given to your child, and he agreed to it because he didn't have all the information, like what the meaning of Queen was. So Queen got a certain meaning, right? And the meaning of Queen was, every time you see me, I want to give me a kick. Let's say for argument that was it, right? And he didn't know at the time, and he agreed to it. You believe in mine later on when he gets to find out, it would have been okay with him to refuse to name his child that? Or you would
yes, I agree with you.
Right. So it's the same right type of thing, you know. So if you go and name your child Queen, and the meaning of that was, every time you see me, give me a cake, would you like that for your child? No. So basically, it's the cause problems. And that is
basically what you're we in the same bus, but we are different seats.
Right, correct. I agree.
We in the same bus, but we are different seats. You see, the name has a meaning. In this case, has a strong meaning. Mm. And it's just that the ex-boyfriend had the same name too.
Correct.
If the ex-boyfriend did not exist, everybody would be happy with the name.
Correct.
Nobody has got a problem with him. Everybody will say, oh, what a beautiful name, what a sweet name. Correct. Whenever she got a place and she said this boy name, oh Lord, he's like that name, get that name from.
But you know what you say, the CNC, there's the problem here, no. He didn't know. It's just like you didn't know the meaning of every time you see me, give me a kick.
But that's the difference. And that was saying you beep on the same, beep in the same bus.
Right. So the same right thing, actually. So you should concede and say, you know what? No, you're thinking about it. You agree that it's nonsense for the woman to do. That's what you should be saying. Thank you.
But I agree with you. But I am saying that sometimes in life, because that's how life is work. Sometimes in life, some people say it's got to be the bigger person and don't get your head caught up in a lot. Don't get tied up in rage.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, there are men, I don't say that, I'm not saying they're right or if they're wrong or not. The men that would say, listen, I ain't got no problem with him. I ain't got no problem with him. The US boyfriend name, I like the name.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I like that name. I am not. I don't
so have, how much men you know there like that right now, Bobby? But that's all I can ask you. You know what I mean? You got the answer by phone calls you're getting. Even the women telling you so.
There got to be a gentleman, right? There got to be a gentleman that you would, let me say for instance, you get a woman that you had a gold chain, with a bracelet.
Uh-huh.
That woman gave her new man the chain to wear.
Uh-huh.
There got to be a gentleman that from time to pass the road to see that man wear that chain, they would tear it off his neck.
All right.
Even though them and the woman done 3 years, 12 years ago,
right,
they still believe that chain is their own or belong to the woman. Even though them done, the woman should not give the man the chain to wear. And there are men that will not even wear the chain under there. And men that will say this, you ex-man, you this chain? I don't want this. No, I ain't wearing this.
But wait a minute, Queen. What you don't talk about the party men that were passing CD chain and won't be a man anymore. Any man here the man won't because you see that chain there too. You know the government got there too, right? Talk about them men too. So don't only look at one part of it. So you see,
but that's what he's saying. There's always got two sides. There are men that will pass and see the chain and don't care that much chain.
But right now we're dealing
with another man that will pass and see the chain and won't rip it off your man.
But right now we're dealing with the man that can get hurt. And you know what?
But why are you getting hurt? You see, why are you asking you these questions? I want to find out, sir. Why are you getting hurt? Why you hurt over the
I can answer you this. I want to see if you can understand. It's a human thing. It's a human thing.
It's a human thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can put that how you want to put it. Because if you want a word, you can try to break it down. It's a human thing. Women is do it too. It's a human. You talk about the sweet bread. It's a human thing.
It's a human thing. You got to be considerate.
You got to be considerate. You see, it's an only man. You got to be considerate.
Correct.
Right? Anyway, have a great night again.
All right, you take care.
All right, got another caller there. Go ahead.
Yes, good night.
Good night. Good night.
My view that I want to share, suppose the ex-boyfriend will find out that this child got his name. What happens to come down later down the road? Suppose
he got to see
he don't own the name, and he said, his shoes gone, but his pants are gone,
he
got the
very child. He don't
own that. He don't have the copyright. He don't own the name.
But he said, where men meet the husband and tell him that the name belongs to the ex-boyfriend. You don't feel somebody might meet him several I hear that ex-woman child name after you. Problems could come down.
I wonder why he named me after you. I wonder why.
You mean he might try his back, eh?
I don't know. He's saying I might want for North East Charlie to see one.
You mean that he might be a wicked man to walk about and tell people each other's heads? The got men that would do that too.
Got
men that wicked that walk about and tell people man she nearly each other after me each other's man. Everybody know each other's man. And then he might even say, oh, the money that tells you to name each other after me.
So you can see the problems of name that child asked with that my name.
And you're correct. You don't unnecessary problems.
You're creating bare animosity and stress down the road for them for she husband.
Sorry there.
Alright, they got somebody here on my WhatsApp. Good night, Queen. I had a child who is a big man now. And I named him after an ex-man, and his father never made an issue about his name. My question now to ask you, whoever call your name, is did your man know at the time that you named the child after the ex-man? Message me back here, Lavi Davi.
That's the thing.
That's the thing now. Good evening, Queen. I had a child who was a big man now, and he named him after an ex-man, and his father never made an issue about his name. So I message me back, Lavi Davi, and let me know if the father at that time knew that you were naming the church after the ex-man, or if it was just something that just happened and then later on, and loved you say bye,
Just for sake,
you can imagine you going home and you calling that woman, let me say, one your ex-girl's name by mistake. Because you would have passed cross one of your ex or whatever, you just have a Charon or whatever the case may be. The kind of drama just by making that simple mistake. But now this is a child involved, and you're giving this child your ex-man name to roll with. And then the man seeing a screen there out on the road, the ego, annoying that he and the lady have done. The ego in that man saying, telling people on the street, well, you know, that child, that my son, you know, or that my daughter. You understand?
Yeah.
So, and then when you go a little further, what about the barbar name for the old time name then? Let me say your name is John Hezekiah Johnson or something. Yeah? That old name in between there won't really matter because somebody may call him John as last name or Johnson or whatever. Because when you're at school, they just call you Johnson John, you know?
Yeah.
Something different. But you cannot go along with that calling the X-Man name. That is too much fire in one place. You know, it's every morning, and you're hearing the X-Man name inside the house every morning. you don't want to be in there. So as soon as you get up, you brush your teeth, and you're looking to get out for work, or then you come in there, you're going to stay asleep for you. I mean, like,
you understand what the call is saying? But the thing is, the X-Man don't even use the name. Everybody is calling a shortened version of the name.
Everybody's
calling the X-Man Fally. The X-Man is referred to himself as Fally. You will come and knock on your door and say, George.
He don't use the name until the stand name is such and such. All of a sudden now, my name is, you know?
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, and you know what I tell? And I tell you, they can call her Lil Fanny. Lil Fanny.
The man inside the shop now.
If you start calling Chuck Fanny.
Yeah. Fatty Junior. Yeah. You understand? And she may be comfortable with that. That any child don't even have to be known, eh? Huh?
Yep.
You understand? So she's so happy to hear that name ringing out in her ear. Whatever he has done to her or whatever, she believed that she's telling his books or whatever the case may be. You understand? She's good with it. And she's looking for every single possible way just to hear that name ringing out. You can't do that.
But you really, but call it, if suppose the man X-Man named George, a simple name like George or Henry, you really feel that she would be pursuing that name? Do you think that she's pursuing that name because of the African connection and the meaning of the name? Maybe the X-Man named George, they don't think she would want it to tell George?
There are thousands of African names.
Yeah.
Thousands. You know? Exactly. It is a connection there between the two. You understand? And we got to get to the realization because at the end of the day, if, as I said before, you come in and call a wrong name, it's going to be a problem. So, straight up, why cause a problem when you can just leave it out?
Okay, fair enough.
All right, we got next caller here. Thank you, caller. Some more callers coming in. Yes.
Hello, good night.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, are you on the air? Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, ma'am.
Good night.
Okay, now I heard
this. Yes, you are.
And to me, right, I have never heard nothing like this, that you would have a child and name him after an ex. Man, you got to be a crazy woman. You don't need no child after no ex, man. Because that is going to put ideas in everyone's head. When you hear your name that child after X-Man, everything going to be saying that got to be an X-Man child because nobody in the right mind do not name no child after no X-Man in small Barbados. So that is wrong, wrong. And she could never, ever, ever say she has loved that husband to do something. That never ever, I don't care how you look at it, I don't care if the X-Man has used the name, it tells me she don't have no respect nor care about her husband's feelings.
There's an honest woman, PC Rules.
Anyway, thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you.
True.
Very honest woman. 18 after 10, keep it going. All right.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, so the person replied to me, and they told me yes, the ex-boyfriend, her boyfriend knew that she was naming the child after her ex-man. And she mixed her name with the child name.
Yeah. Well.
The last caller said the girl was out of her mind.
He's a strong mom, he's a good mom, though. He's one of the million.
There got some people that just tell themselves, they got more things they like to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because some people don't worry about their things. Yeah. But as the man said, it is human nature to think about these things.
Man, I tell you, man, look. Got something there between the ex and her, you know, that's still there, some fire that's still burning there. Because if they had a bad breakup, a real bad breakup, you know, that telling was going to, no matter how sweet the African name is, the telling name and that.
But that's true, though.
Telling you.
Point taken, point taken, PC Blues. Point taken, point taken.
So, I know. But.
So, yo.
Yes. You gotta.
Your screen lock up, baby. Can you lock up in screen?
Yeah, I see Ken lock up. Yeah, so even though we're going out of the studio.
Good night. Good night.
Can you hear me still good, right?
Still yeah, good. Yeah, we still together. Come in, sir. Come in, sir.
Yes, sir. This one is for Queen.
Good night. Go ahead.
This one is strictly for Queen on that last message you know received. That man. That man got beat in the pot. That's what he agreed with that lady. He get beat in the pot.
Right.
Uh-huh.
He get the flying fish with the Iron King. Believe what I tell you, he get beat in the pot. So that's what he agreed with you with the lady said the child after she man. That's what he making the noise. He get beat in the pot. Believe what I tell you, he get beat in the broom.
Yeah.
Something went on there. Corner man ain't gonna agree with that. That man is a mock man. He ain't a man. His name is not M-A-N. His name is M-A-N-N. What's the man's name? He get me the point. Believe me. Have a good night.
All right, man. All right, man.
Good night.
21 after 10. Come on, people, don't wait till the show done to say.
Yeah, you got to tell me that the man agree with that. Yeah, willingly so. I mean,
okay, keep the calls coming, please. Don't wait till the show done to call me. Call now.
But no, it's not that you shouldn't do, man. You shouldn't even. Right.
Queen.
Somebody on my WhatsApp is saying. Queen, as long as you have a good relationship with your man, and he has a good relationship with you, the name wouldn't matter. That is a small issue.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Somebody in there? Got caught him?
Not as yet. 4341780. 4341780. Keep the calls coming.
Okay.
We only have eight minutes to go.
Because your screen froze. So.
My screen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there.
Your screen locked up, Ken, so we can't see you. You are just a still pic now.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, you're just a still picture.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still here. I'm still here with y'all.
This person on my WhatsApp saying, what happens when there's a disagreement? You wake up the next morning, you're still there. All right, good. I'm glad you're still there. You wake up the next morning and she says she's going out with Femi. Or whatever your name. You're not going to feel safe, PC Brooms. You know which one you're going out with? Which she's going out with?
She's going out with your son.
Yeah, okay.
And she's going out with the other man. She's going out with Fally.
Look, take this call quick before she goes out. Right. Take a call before she goes out.
They got all kind of things in the back of my eyes, man.
Come in, please.
Nah.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we lost that call. We got another one here. Come in, please.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah. But you think if I marry a millionaire woman, I care who she names each other?
Go ahead.
But she can name each other anything. After 10 nights, I got in away me. I can't buy a car. I could barely ride a bike. But this woman know that could give me everything. Not only that, sometimes a woman got 10 men and they've got a name that you don't even know.
That's a different issue altogether there.
Huh?
Women just got some mess and you don't know the name. You're going in, your son and daughter are pretending that the that
yeah, that they missed part of it just now.
Hello?
Okay, sir. We have a million calls coming through. Thank you.
Yeah.
Come in, please.
Yeah, it's true. We lose something. Yeah.
We got another coming through.
Yes.
Come in, please.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yes, everybody. Go ahead. Everybody's saying that this is.
Glory Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, just turn down the radio right down.
Everybody's saying that this man is the X man. But I think that this man is.
Yeah,
sugar daddy.
Good evening. Go ahead. Turn on the radio.
This man is the sugar daddy. Because if she's eager to name the child after this man,
there's
got to be some kind of connection. He's an ex. And I don't like the name as the child, that's the truth.
Something's still there, yeah.
Thank God for the rum shop, because if it had the rum shop, this man wouldn't know what's going on. Thank God for the rum shop.
Okay. Yep.
Good night.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
How you do? You can still ask her. She listening. You can ask a question, Queen. She's sure she's still listening.
I will ask a question based upon something that the gentleman just now said. Suppose he had brought for a name.
Uh-huh.
A name that he wanted to work with.
Uh-huh.
The boy said, I want to name my child Kenrick.
Uh-huh.
And she said, okay, then have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
He liked the name Kenrick. Oh, he named child Kenrick.
Mm-hmm.
But then she said, but you know, Kenny, a man, my old boyfriend Kenny, that she named, he named Kenrick. Mm-hmm. I bet what can happen there now? No, he just wanted the child Kenrick. That's the name he wanted the child. But then she tell him, but you know what, Kenny, my ex-man, Kenny, the name, his real name is Kenrick.
Uh-huh.
He changed his mind now.
He can change his mind again, because, you know.
But suppose he didn't tell him nothing now. Suppose she didn't tell him nothing now. Suppose he said, what name my child Kenrick. And she said,
but the difference is he's the person that chose the name.
Right. So
he ain't got a association. Right.
This is what I see, you know. Mm-hmm. So now she tell him, but you know my ex-man name, that, you know Kenny, the man I had, that he real name, he named Kenrick.
Mm-hmm.
No, just know he didn't like the name Kenrick. But when he turned now, this is the name he put forward now. He gave another side of the bread. This is the name he put forward, Kenrick.
Uh-huh.
But when he heard that Kenny, the man that she had 10 years ago, that she real name, he didn't want Kenrick no more.
Mm-hmm.
That's a man or a man.
No, as it was, the difference here, he put forward this name, so he had no association with the ex-boyfriend.
Right, he put forward the name, and you understand that? Right. He put forward the name, but
if
he didn't hear that
name. But it was going to be, if the lady got a problem with it, then it would be a problem. She said, well, I like Karen, so put him up on me, and that kind of thing. I like that name, putting another name.
Yes, you understand what you're saying, but if you step on it, back this ball here, in front of your face. Since he put forward the name Karen, and then he hear that Kenny, the man she has real name is Kenrick. Mm. And then he changed his mind.
Uh-huh.
Is that being petty or not being petty?
Well, I know he's ready to pull it back. I mean,
take a call. Last call. Take a last call, please. Take a last call.
There we go from
here. Queen.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
That name was never thrust.
Last call, go ahead.
That name was never thrust upon him. He chose it.
Yes,
it's the difference. He chose that name. He didn't like somebody to impelt it by he. You understand? Nobody try on him and bring it to him to deceive him, or he thinking that somebody want to deceive him. He chose a name, and unfortunately, you know, she has somebody
chose it, right?
So he agreed with it. Right. So there's nothing wrong with that one, the last one. But it wasn't starting trust upon him. That's all. He chose it. He come up with the idea. She didn't try to sneak it.
So he pulled back now?
No, you saying he pulled back.
He chose it, but no change he mind.
But no, you saying so, but I'm saying it's me. I will take the name still because I choose it. It's you saying that he pulled back. I don't think he pulled back. There you go on.
Okay.
Oh, so you will take the name because you choose it. You don't got a problem with you, X-Man. You know, you see the hypocrisy of it now is that you will take the name because it is you that choose it. You choose it. But you can care, you don't care no it's the X-Man name. You just love the name K-Ray. You love that name. Speak to me, you are like K-Ray. And when you hear it's the X-Man name, you are changing your mind because you the body that choose it now.
Oh dear. All right, that's the theme song coming up in the background.
Yes, yes, peoples.
Signaling in the end of the show. Another wonderful night. I'm the listeners on
there. Lighter tonight, but next week it get back heavy.
Get back heavy. Yes, for the listeners out there.
Another topic, we want to let you, the interaction between, you know, your country and our friend Kang, PC from. I'm myself here. Right. But next week, Tuesday again, looking forward to hearing you.
Right. And if any listeners out there, because I know y'all got some stories, you know, you can reach out to me at the Queen. You can reach me, you can WhatsApp me, 266-9084. Or the Queen, 231-4259. Give us your stories. You know, it might be another My Love episode. You never know. So reach out to us, and we look forward to talking with you again next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. on VOB.
Take care. Be safe.